setting the record straight at the City Ethics Commission. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat's Nick Ruby on the line today. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so this is an interesting issue. You know, it's a follow to the story that you've been tracking for months now.
Yeah, well, the Ethics Commission wants to take a look at the recent guilty verdicts against Lewis and Catherine Kealoha. Of course, Lewis is the former Honolulu police chief and Catherine, a high-ranking city prosecutor. And really what I've been hearing from people is that this is sort of a curious thing for the Ethics Commission to do, in large part because the former Ethics Commission executive director Chuck Tato and his former investigator Letha Dakaris had launched an investigation into the Kealohas years before they were indicted in relation to some of the allegations that had been levied against them by the Department of Justice that were at least related to the alleged framing of a family member for the theft of their mailbox. Now, the Ethics Commission under Tato was interested in the use of city resources to sort of carry out this alleged frame job, whether it was installed security cameras at the Kealoha's residence or having dozens of police officers who work in a secret unit tail the suspect in the mailbox theft for days on end. The Ethics Commission director, Chuck Tato, of course, believed that that was a potential abuse of power. Now, what happened after that is equally as interesting because Tato, as he was pursuing this investigation, ended up hitting numerous roadblocks along the way from his own commission, which at that time had three new people appointed to it, all of them by Mayor Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell, who, of course, has a fractious relationship with Tato, to say the least.
Yes, and I was surprised to see that they were calling this a special meeting to kind of set out a timeline of what happened.
Right. I think what we're seeing is what some observers think is a possible a chance for them to sort of, quote, set the record straight. In fact, some of the commission staff started putting out phone calls to people in the press, as well as people who know a lot about this case, saying that that was their intention. And I think it was somewhat curious, given that the record is pretty clear in this case and has been for a while. So people are wondering, what is the Ethics Commission really trying to do here? Are they going to come out and say, hey, you know, maybe we messed up in the past and we're sorry about that, but let's move forward? Or are they going to try to sort of defend their actions? And if so, how is that actually going to look in the public?
Yeah, it was funny because I'd put a call out early last week on it, and I didn't get an immediate reply. But then I got the email about this meeting, and I did get a recording on my phone later saying that, oh, we're going to be releasing a chronology of events on Monday. And all day yesterday I was checking, but I didn't see anything.
Well, and there's still nothing posted on their site, at least as of about 20 minutes ago when I checked as well, because I heard that too. And I think really what the Ethics Commission is going to have to do here is they're going to have to document for the public whatever it is this chronology looks like, because, again, there's just a lot of things that happened to the Ethics Commission, whether it was the imposition of very strict rules on Chuck Tato, telling him he couldn't talk to the press, or trying to make him track his time in 6-minute intervals, whether it was the Caldwell administration stepping in and fiddling with the Ethics Commission budget, or canceling the contract of or refusing to renew the contract of Letha Dakaris, the main investigator on the Kealoha case, while she was in the middle of investigating it. I think there are a lot of questions that need to be answered, and it's been a couple of years now, and they haven't been able to provide those answers.
Yes, and I know they were hoping that folks would turn out for the meeting to provide testimony, but it's like, well, do people even know that there's a special meeting going on? And, you know, specifically, they're going to be talking about this issue. So thank you for your article.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it is interesting. I know that you mentioned that Chuck Todhoe plans to be at that meeting.
That's right. The Chuck Todhoe, when I talked to him the other day, he said that he just wants to be there to make sure that the commissioners don't try to, quote, rewrite history. And I think that is something that he and others are concerned about who have been watching this. Because remember, this is the largest public corruption scandal in Hawaii's history, and it's unfolding in front of us. And you know, there are people involved with some of the spats between Chuck Todhoe and the Ethics Commission who have received target letters from the Department of Justice. And namely, that is Donna Leong, who is the top civil attorney for Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell.
Yes. And I saw that one of the things they have on the agenda is to hire outside counsel, possibly to represent them because of potential conflict of interest. So it's a real mess.
Yes, I think that's an accurate way of describing this entire situation.
Well, I'm jealous. I would love to be there at that meeting tomorrow at 11, but I'm going to be on the air.
Well, stay tuned to Civil Beat. We'll, okay. We'll keep you updated.
All right. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you.
That was reporter Nick Gruby with today's Reality Check. To read the latest twist on the Kealoha saga, visit civilbeat.org.